Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Time now for our weekly listener question on Hot Business. And remember, if you have a business or money query or challenge that you'd like us to tackle, please drop me a line at business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And we'll endeavor to find the very best person to answer that question. And this week's one comes from a listener that I can see is in a tight financial spot. They're trying to sell their property in order to downgrade, but they are over a year behind on their levies, and the body corporate is refusing to issue a mandatory clearance certificate that is needed to complete the sale. Joining us now to discuss the options is Jason Joffa, business head at Lamna Bridging Finance. Jason, a very warm welcome to you. Good evening, and thanks so much for doing this. Is this a common problem, do you think?
Yeah, thank you, Jeremy. It's great to chat to you again. It is a very common problem, particularly now where people are more concerned about putting food on the table than paying their levies. It almost sounds like a bit like a double-edged sword. One finds himself in a chicken and egg scenario. But there is a solution to that, and that's where companies like Lamna Bridging Finance come in.
Let's talk a little bit about what a clearance certificate is, what it entails, and why then, Jason, it's critical when it comes to selling a property.
Okay. A clearance certificate is a legislated document that needs to be presented at the deeds office in order to pass transfer. Without this clearance certificate, it acts as a roadblock to pass the transfer.
So in this case, the listener is over a year behind on levies. I'm assuming then that the body corporate would be within its rights to withhold that certificate.
Absolutely. Until a payment is made good and well, they will not pass transfer as the seller will, as the purchaser will inherit the debt because the debt is tied to the sectional title unit in the, either it being a complex or a estate, etc. So what we do at Lamna Bridging Finance is we look at the future sale, and if there's equity in the transaction, we're able to put up either a guarantee to the body corporate, or we're able to fund it depending on the cash flow.
And is that solution, do you think, becoming more common given that the issue itself is on the increase?
More and more common. Body corporates are even resistant to take an undertaking from an attorney because the attorney cannot prove that they are holding that particular amount in cash. Why it comes to independent financial service providers like ourselves.
Can the seller or are body corporates willing to listen or to negotiate some kind of payment plan or partial settlement involving bridging finance? I guess all they really want is the money, and then they'll give you the certificate.
Correct. Generally not. That's why we normally come up with the full amount.
So how quickly then can someone access bridging funds, and what typically would they cover?
So within 24 hours. So it's not just for the levies. It's also if there are any other arrears. So it might be electricity. It might be levies. It might be rates and taxes. So there are all kinds of costs, operational costs for these transactions.
And inevitably, Jason, I'm assuming there would be some risk involved in taking out a bridging loan to cover the levy. What would that be, and how would you mitigate it?
You know, absolutely. There's always going to be a risk, and you know, risk is priced accordingly. If it's an attorney that we're happy to work with, you know, we work with 2,500 attorneys, we will do the transaction, provided that there is equity at the end of the sale.
Now, if the seller
allows somebody to get out of the property, you know, otherwise they just it will become to a bank foreclosure, which we want to avoid at all costs.
Jason, if the seller doesn't resolve the levy issue, I assume the entire sale could fall through.
Yes, correct. They're completely prejudiced, and it will fall through. So, it is a roadblock to passing transfer.
So finally then, what would your key advice to sellers in financial distress be who are trying to unlock value from their property? What do they need to do? Because as you said to me at the start of this conversation, this is a common problem. And given where we are economically in this country, I suspect that it's going to be with us for quite some time.
Yeah, so what they must do, they must talk to their attorney, and they must definitely contact us here at Lamner Bridging Finance, and we'll put a solution together for them. We will also chat to their attorneys, make sure that the funds are dispersed at the correct time, you know, without prejudicing them on any sorts of rates, etc. So it enables them to, you know, move on happily ever after and get the new property of their dream, or get out or downsize or whatever they plan on doing.
But for goodness sake, don't be a year behind on your levy. I mean, that's the real problem here, which we identified up front.
Correct. But if you want to put, you know, if you're going to come down to putting food on the table, you know, that's the problem.
A lot of people finding themselves in that very parlous position. Jason Zoffa, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed. And just to remind you again, we do this every Wednesday on the program. If you've got a particular challenge or query or question, just drop us a line, business@hot1027.co.za. That's business@hot1027.co.za. And like we've just done with Jason, we will find the right person to answer that question. Jason, good night and thank you very much.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.